Okay, instead of stressing out, it is time for you to learn how to get to a place of being calm. It's time to be calm. And I'm going to show you one of many ways, but I'm going to show you one way to be able to calm this mind so that you can feel confident. Okay, so life will throw you curveballs. Oh, life will always be throwing you curveballs. And okay, so are you the kind of person who can stay calm during a curveball? You know, if you got kids, you got multiple curveballs coming. If you're married, curveballs every day. So these curveballs are gonna happen and stuff's gonna happen and it's gonna trigger you, but can you stay calm through all the stuff that's going on? Or are you intense? You know, like uptight, intense kind of person? You're gonna burn out. You know it, you're gonna burn out. It's not gonna be fun. You're gonna take it out on other people. Your voice is gonna be critical, gonna be sharp with people, you know, because you are uncomfortable inside because you're so uptight. Okay, time to learn how to calm down. Now, we're going to approach this calming down piece, being able to manage yourself. There's multiple ways to calm down, but I'm going to focus in on one part of multiple ways to calm down. This one part about calming down requires you to focus in on what is going on inside here. Now, I got a very cool drawing I just made for you here that right here, as we're moving forward and curveballs are thrown to us in our life, this darkness is known as the unknown or the unseen. The unknown and the unseen. And so it creates a darkness, meaning like we don't know how something is going to turn out. We don't know how it's going to turn out. We don't know what to do. We don't know the steps. Or this curveball that came into our life, we were unprepared for this. So unknown, unseen, unprepared equals darkness. So you got this dark spot in front of you. And who in their right mind is gonna run through a dark building or run through a dark room? Because you know what's gonna happen. You had this experience as a kid. You're gonna stub your toe and it's gonna hurt. Or you're gonna run into a wall and that's gonna hurt. Or you're gonna fall or fall in a hole or get hurt. But darkness is connected to hurt. So that's why we don't go into the darkness on the unseen, unknowing places of our life. We don't go there because we're afraid we're gonna get hurt. So then what happens is we stress. We stress because we don't know what to do. We start getting all stressed and all weirded out. And we get critical and get all crazy with our friends and family. So how do we do this? Because curveballs are going to keep coming over and over again. I have an idea. Notice how there's darkness and there's it's unknown. That's going to keep happening. But the one thing that is constant is you. You are the one who it keeps showing up. You're the one who's there. You're the one who gets to deal with it. You're the one who gets to manage it. But you're the one. You're the one constant thing going on in your life with all these people and all these curveballs and all these situations. You are the constant. So, gosh, what if you approach this with a different way of looking at yourself? What if you decided that you were the type of person that I can solve and figure out anything? What if that was your mantra? I can solve and figure out anything. I face problems and I find solutions. What if you're talking to yourself was, you know, when I run into a curveball, I'm able to reorganize, systemize, and take action. I'm able to organize, reorganize, systemize, and take action. What if you had like some kind of like statement? What if you had some kind of thought process like, oh, look, chaos. I can manage chaos and put it into order every day. You see, you are the constant. And what needs to be here through this darkness is some light. And light is produced with knowing something. So if you took and you took some words and created some sentences and you created a knowingness about yourself. I know that sounds weird, like, what is that? Is that a word? Knowingness? But a knowingness would be confidence. Like you have some confidence statements. Because curveballs are going to keep coming. But what if you had some confidence statements? I'm all scribbling this out right here. Confidence statements that was connected to you. Because curveballs are always going to show up. The darkness is going to show up. But what do you do? So you got these confidence statements that you actually can start rattling off. And when you know something, knowledge is light. Knowledge is light. And so because you are saying these confident statements of like, yeah, I face chaos and I can sort it out and create an order. I reorganize, I systemize, and I take action. I figure things out. I work through problems. I'm a problem solver. What if you were in this way of talking about yourself because you upgraded the way you see yourself? Then when the darkness happens in front of you because it's a curveball, you now can literally project through the darkness, the possibilities. I mean, literally, now all the way written through this is possibilities. Because you have already geared your mind into it, you can speak this way, which activates your mind to find the possibilities to see through the darkness to solve it. And what you see is the corrections, the order, the simplification, the problem solving, after it's all over. Because you could be, just like everybody else in the world, where as soon as it gets dark by a curveball thrown in front of you, you stop, you get stuck. Or maybe you create some confidence statements, so that you can see through it. That's called optimism. Optimism is the ability to see through the challenge, see through the problem, see through whatever's going on, but you have to gear your mind to be this way. Most of us are not born this way. Most of us are born and raised to be afraid of the dark because we're going to stub our toe or something's going to bite us. You know, I saw this show on TV once where there was pitch dark and then the people had to walk through it and they would like, people would come up and touch them or they would get a feather and touch their face, and it just freaked the people out because they could not see what was going on. But all they needed was just a little bit of light. And light comes from knowledge. And knowledge comes from talking and forming statements and believing in yourself so you can project through the dark. You don't have to be a person who crumbles and stresses. You don't. You just don't. You don't have to be that way. It's called a conditioned mind. You can be conditioned to freak out, or you can be conditioned to be a problem solver. And the way you can condition your mind is to come up with three confidence statements. I see chaos, and I put it back in order. I reorganize, systemize, and take action. I solve problems, and I'm good at it. Look at that, three confident statements to just simmer you back down, and you just repeat those statements over, and you can make up whatever statements you want. I'm just trying to give you something so that you got something in your head to recondition you so you don't just crumble and cry and hide because a curveball came your way. No, that's not you. Recondition your mind so that you can have the mindset that no matter what curveball comes your way, that you can figure it out. And what's cool is that when there's a problem and people turn to look at you to go, what do we do? Because they know you are the problem solver. And they can see in you this calmness. Because calmness comes from confidence. And your confidence is going to come from your confidence statements. That is a great thing to build today.
Hey, it's Kirk Duncan here, and thank you for tuning in, listening to this podcast. If you'd like to see the full video of this training, in the description below, you will see the link that will take you to the video to be able to see my slides, the pictures, the diagrams, everything that was going on during this training. So go check out that link, go watch it, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. Awesome.